We're on Adam Avayin Ches on the days. So, David HaMelech finally discovered from the Urim V'Tumim that the reason that there was a drought for 3 years is because two reasons. One is that Shaul HaMelech had not been eulogized properly, and the second reason was that he killed the Givonim indirectly by killing Novir HaKohanim. So Omar David, Shaul Nachkeluhu Tracer Yarche Shasa, below Darche Lemispede. I can't do anything about Shaul, because it was about 30 years later, and after 12 months already, you don't say Hespedim, because the Avelis is finished. The purpose of Hespedim is to be Ma'orer Avelis, so the kind of Hesped that they were missing couldn't say again. You can say, obviously, Hespedim that are to praise the person or whatever, that kind of Hesped. But the Hesped that was missing by Shaul was the kind of Hesped that engendered and aroused crying and mourning, and that you don't do after 12 months. Rashi, Tracer, Yarchisha, Solab Davka. Right? 12 months hadn't passed by, much more. To occur with Talton Shninad. It was 30 years later. Sorry, Sof Shnosof Shadovid Hoya. It was the end of David's life, and this happened when he was about 40, and he died at 70. Ela Latisha ain't derech kovod lispor acher yud beis chodesh acher shneskablu tanchumim al hanes. Not proper. Once you mekabel tanchumim, the year's gone, and hanes nishtakach min alev to me or the avelus again. Okay, the omer moy cotton. Like the Gemara says moy cotton. Okay. So therefore nesinim nikrinu v'nefaisinu, and the nesinim will call them in. And we'll make nice to them and fias them, and they'll forgive us. That's what he thought. So it says, "Vayikra Melech laGivonim, Vayomer Aleihem Mo Eselachem, Uvameach Chaper, Ubaruch Wasnachlas Hashem." What can we do that you will accept our apologies, national apology for what happened to your, ancestors 30 years ago? What's it called? That wasn't 30 years ago. That was, it was the time of Shaul HaMelech, 40 years ago. Right. What can we do that you will, Baruch was Nachlus Hashem. Vayomer lo Givonim, ein lanu kesef v'zov im Shaul. We have no money, that Shaul didn't take money from us, that we could say, give us money, so that will atone for it. V'im beso v'ein lanu ish, yutan lanu shiva nosh mibona v'alkanim Hashem. He caused 7 of our ancestors to die. Give us 7 people, we can hang them up. Mephias below Paisin. We tried to be Mephias them, and they were stubborn, right? Omar Shloshe Simonim Yeshbu Mazu. Harachmonim Baishonim Gomli Chasodim. The mid of Klal Yisrael is Rachmonim. We're most of us merciful people. You see somebody, the Rambam says, who's not so merciful and stubborn and doesn't ever forgive people, then you have to be choshish that maybe he's not Jewish. So that's the mid of of Esav. Evraso Shomro Netzach. But Jews are Rachmonim, Baishonim, Gomle Chasonim, Chasodim, Rachmonim, Desli, Venosan Lechorachmin, Virichatnachon. Last week said, Yaakov told the Devonim, HaKadosh Baruch, will give you Rachamim and have mercy on you. So it was one of the midos of Klal Yisrael that they are themselves Rachmonim. And that's the mid that comes from Yaakov Avinu. And v'hirbecha, by Shonim d'chsi, bavur tia yirosu apneichem, that's the mid of Yitzchak Avinu. Right? Yira and Busha go together. So we got Busha, Yiras Hashem, shehi apneichem is Busha. So that by Shonim comes from Yitzchak. Gomle chasodim d'chsi, l'mana sheyitzav es bonav es beso, by Avram. Avram, we inherited Gemilas Hasan for Avram. So these are the Iker Midos of the Avos, which genetically every Jew has. He's a Rachman from Yaakov, and a Baishan from Yitzchak, and a Gomel Chesed from Avram.
In the 7 years, probably,
huh?
Because Eli HaKohen, his descendants were killed.
What?
Eli HaKohen's descendants later on were killed. They died out.
Yes, yeah, so. No, that's what Rav Avinashim does. That people
that's so
what?
So Rabban could do that to Eli. Why can't
That's the Rabbanishon's Shalom is a kale of din also. But we have to mix that din with rachamim. We're not the ones to it says any other. Somebody who is bispalel, that somebody should have a din, he's judged. It's the wrong thing. We have to be rachmonim. The Rabbanu Shalom knows what dinim have to be done or whatever. Even that din is rachmon by the Rabbanu Shalom. By us though, it's the common. It's din. We're not the ones to make the cheshbonos of the Rabbanu Shalom. So they should have been mafai, should have forgiven. Anybody who has those three qualities can become a ger and marry into a regular Jew. But these people, what's it called? Not. These people, that's why he said, that's why he asked them. They're not roy to come and marry regular Jews. Rashi. We don't have any monetary cheshbon with Shaul that you could be mafayis us with money. He caused seven of our ancestors to die, so we want seven of his descendants to die. So let his descendants die just like he killed our ancestors or caused them to die. Vokanom tlia, hang them up. Ba'umazu Yisrael harachmonim v'hani givonim kiven v'lo marach me'inon. Right, since they don't have rachmanis, right? I mean, the mice are a past thing. What do you want? Dafka hang up the descendants of Shaul. Vima from the fire. So it's a past thing. Forget about it. That's why Yidden are the mice. We forgot about the Holocaust. We forgave the Germans. We forget everybody. But we're sometimes overly rachmanim. So einam ruim li dovik b'hen miyad gozer alim. That's what David was gozer on the givonim, that they should be awesome and the rabbanon love b'kal. That's he made that announcement. The Givonim are not considered a regular part of Klal Yisrael. Right, so David went and he did what the Givonim want. We'll see once again why he did it. And he took the two sons of Ritzpa Basaya, who were Shaul's children, Armoni and Mithiboshes. Yeschaneshes b'nei Michal Bashol, and five children of Michal Bashol, asher yoldel le'Edriel ben Barzilai ha'mecholosi. He took day seven. Maishno honey, why? How did David have the right to pick seven? Right? How did he know that these seven dafka? Omer Avuna haviram etnei Aron, kol she'Aron kol to the misa, kol ein Aron kol to the chayim. He passed them in front of the Aron. The one that the Aron grabbed meant that they were destined to die, and the ones that the Aron let go, right, let pass by, they were destined not to die. Moshe Rav Chana Bar Katina, Vayachmal Hamelech Al Mithiboshes Ben Yonasan Ben Shaul Shelo Hevirum, right. So what's it called? So he had Rachmanis. Maisef, because the Aron was making the decision, how did he have Rachmanis on him? Either the Aron was calling him or not. So the Gemara says he had Rachmanis on Mithiboshes Ben Yonasan, that he didn't pass him before the Aron. He didn't put him into the cloud. Gemara says the Chimasu Panim Yesh B'Dover, where David had a right to do that, because if he really was fit to be one of the seven, and he didn't let him go, then somebody else was taken in his place. So how did David have a right to do that, to cause somebody else who really wasn't roy to die to die? Ela Sheviro V'Kolto. Right, he did pass him by, and Taka, the Aron got him, because if the Aron didn't get him, so then what was the Rachmanis of what do you need the Rachmanis of David? So the Aron got him, and David davened that he should be released. Dakati Moshe Ponim Yesh B'Dover, same thing. Lamaisa, now that he's released, somebody else cannot take his place. He davened that the Aron shouldn't grab him. That was the Rachmanis. Okay, Rashi. Vayachmul Hamelech, the Iba Aron Talya Milsa, Kivan the low culto Aron Mahu Chemlosos of David, Mashani Shelo Hadira. Right, so Mara asked if the whole thing was a test from the Aron, how did David have Rachmanis on him? If the Aron didn't grab him, then he didn't need any Rachmanis. So the Rachmanis was he didn't let him go in front, he didn't let him pass by. Should have passed them all before and let the Rebbeinu Shlom decide who goes. Since the Aron grabbed him, by freeing him, he was making somebody else die in his place. They have the Shaila during the Holocaust, they gave out certificates. Whoever had a certificate lived. They went to work. The other ones went to the gas chambers. So Shaila was, could a person grab a certificate, not from somebody else, but when they gave out the certificates, grab the certificate so he would live. But if he grabbed one, that means somebody else didn't get one. The Tzak was yes, because I have a right to save myself. I'm not saving myself at somebody else's expense just because I'm saving myself. The mail of somebody else is going to die. I'm not causing that person to die. Right? So I don't have to give up my life in a way that I'm not directly causing somebody else's death. His death isn't saving me. It's a certificate. I have a right to grab the certificates like anybody else has a right to grab. But here it was different. Here, David wasn't making the decision, and if he exempted somebody, somebody else is going to go. David had no right to make those kind of choices. Okay. How did the children suffer for the sins of the father? Children don't die, surely don't kill children, right, because of the sins of the father. Because here's the Chilul Hashem, and better that the Torah, the literal translation of the Torah, because really Yom Suav Lassam is talking about Avis, that children aren't killed, but the Pashup Shad is that you don't kill children for the sins of the father. So better it should appear like the Torah is being uprooted than it should be a Chilul Shem Shemayim. What was the Chilul Shem Shemayim? Because what's it called? We'll see that what's it called, that here a bunch of gerim, and like nobody cares. So what's it called, David HaMelech showed that we do care, and we made a tremendous Kiddush Hashem in the eyes of the nations of the world, that we stood up even for gerim, and we killed kings' descendants in order to avenge the blood of gerim. Tremendous Kiddush Hashem. Rashi, Al Yischal Shem Shemayim. Right, these people aren't right. It's not right to become a ger over here, because look how they treat gerim. Right, the gerim, they deprive them of food, and they died because of that. And nobody bothered to take any nekama. Nobody bothered to avenge their blood. That's a chilul Hashem. Okay. Okay. We'll continue tomorrow with that. You'll enjoy the rain. Mistama, we stop saying Va'anein, because I don't know, sometimes people have kindness over here that we still need rain and whatever, yeah, but Lamaisa can't be a Kofi Tova either, Lamaisa rain. So we need more rain, so we'll wait and see what happens, you know, tomorrow, the next day, if we have to start davening again. But the Chora, it says that if it was a drought and the rains came, you say Hallel if you were fasting for rain. You say Hallel HaGadol, and you say a special tefillah. So it doesn't say that. That's only if it rains for like 15 days or whatever, and you have enough that the Kinneret fills up. Like my city, there was no rain. Now there's rain, and it's a rain that goes to, what's it called, 3 tefachim into the ground. Depends on what kind of ground. That for sure is a nice heavy rain. My nachal is over there is flowing. So, right. I think you're changing my street name to Nachal or something. Nachal Lef or something. Before the big lines. So, David HaMelech took 7 of Shaul HaMelech's descendants and hung them. And he left their bodies exposed to the elements for months, till the rainy season. And I saw that some say that these people were Chayiv Misa. That's what they are anyway. So they killed people basically who may not have been killed or died at that time, but they were people Chayiv Misa, and that's what the Aram was Mevar. Except he asked Rachamim on Mephibosheth, even though he also was Chayiv Misa, that he shouldn't be killed. In any case, so these people anyway were Chayiv Misa for other reasons, whatever reason they had. Besides that, they say the Melech has a right, if he knows that this is going to support the security of Klal Yisrael, like, you know, national security, then he's allowed to kill people who are not chayiv nisa. Right? That's a prerogative of the melech, din hamelech. So he killed these people, midin hamelech. So either they were also chayiv nisa, and it could be everything is true. They picked people who were chayiv nisa anyway, and for other reasons, and the Aaron was mevar of that, and he had a right to kill them if he felt that national security was necessary for that. That's the prerogative of a melech. So now that tikach Ritzpah bas Aya es asak, so Ritzpah bas Aya went with a sack, and she covered the bodies of these mason to protect them. Vatateula elatzur mitchilas ktsir ad nitach hamayim aleihem, from like Pesach till Sukkot. Min hashamayim. She didn't let any of the birds of prey come and eat the bodies. Yomam the chayus asod the lion. She didn't let animals come and eat the bodies at night. Right. So lemaisa, the David left the bodies exposed. She had to protect them for months. So where it says vaksiv l'solin v'losol ha'et, you don't leave a body unburied till one day overnight. So how did David HaMelech leave these bodies unburied for so long? Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rav Shimon ben Yotzedek, Mutav Sheteoker Os Achas Min HaTorah V'Yiskadah Shem Shemayim Befer Hesha. Even though Saka Aser, but David HaMelech did it because this was the purpose of killing these people, was to make a Kiddush Hashem and to avoid a Chilul Hashem, and therefore it had to be something that people saw. So he had to leave the bodies exposed. So better to be over an Os Achas B'Torah. Why it's Os Achas? Because there's Lo Soli Nivloso Alo Eitz, right? And it didn't have to say the Lamed, and then it would have said Nivloso al Ha'eitz and Nivloso, something like that. So there, even one O's, the Lamed is the extra in the low. So Shohayu over in the Shavim, when people passed by and they saw these dead bodies, Ma Tivan Shalel, and they asked, what's going on? Why are these people, you know, what's it called, hung over here? So it says, "Halolu b'nei malachim hein." They are the descendants, the children of king. Uma asu. What did they do wrong that they were hung? Poshti yedem begeirim grurim. They were poshti yedem, not with real righteous geirim. Geirim grurim. Geirim who came in a pretext to convert because they didn't want to be killed, not because they really meant it l'shem shamay. These were geirim grurim. Omru ein lecha uma sheruya ledavik ba kazu. Right, there's no nation like this nation. Right, if they look how they treat Gerim. Okay, uma b'nei malachim kach b'nei hadyotos lachas kam v'kama. If this is the way, what's it called? What they do to kings' children, in order to protect Gerim. Imagine how they would protect Gerim from the hands of regular people. Uma Gerim gerurim kach. And if this is what they do for the sake of Gerim gerurim. Yisrael achas, how much would they do for each other? So I want to be part of this nation. And even though we don't look to get Gerim, especially in the time of Shlomo, they didn't look for Gerim, right, because we were afraid that they didn't do it l'shem shamayim. But first of all, here, somebody who came and said this was doing it l'shem shamayim. And secondly, the people that they converted, Shlomo HaMelech will see, made them into servants. So they couldn't have done it for the covet. Right, or for the godless. So therefore, what's it called? They were makabel these geirim. Miyad nisosval Yisrael 150,000 geirim were megayer, right? And it could be that they weren't makabel them 100%, but they went to a beis din shel hadyotos. They went to people who weren't. So they went to the army, whatever. They went to places where they were megayer them not 100% the way you're supposed to. But b'diavad, it was a geirus. Shlomo HaMelech made them porters and miners. Shlomo HaMelech made them porters and miners. The Dilmi Yisrael Havu, maybe these 150,000 were Jews. Rosokadai, the Gemara said, Dechsiv Nei Yisrael Nosen Shlomo Eved. Shlomo didn't make any full-fledged Jews Avodim. The Dilma Dugzer B'Alma, maybe they weren't servants mamish, they were workers who are basically like servants. Ela mehocha, vayisaper Shlomo kol ha'anoshim ha'geirim asher beretz Yisrael, vayispor Shlomo, he counted them, vayimtzu 150,000 geirim, vayaslem 70,000 Sabo Shmonim Elef Chotze Bahar. And those are the ones he made the servants. So they were Taka Gerim. 150,000 Gerim were added to Klal Yisrael because of this Kiddush Hashem. People said, wow, if this is the way they treat Gerim, they even kill king's children to avenge their injustices, we want to be part of this people. Rashi, Adnita Chamayim Aleihem Ad Yemos HaGshomim Lo Nitnu L'Kfura. From Pesach till Sukkot, they weren't allowed to be buried. Dugzer Shirim are workers. Elam Ehocha Vayispar Shlomo Kol Anoshim Vayimtzu Mei V'Chamishim Elav Vayasmiyam Shivim Elav Sabo. Mechot Oviyankei. Okay, now the Gemara says, Unesinim David Gozer Aleihem. The Nesinim were Gzeira from David HaMelech. Moshe Gozer Aleihem. Moshe already made a Gzeira that the Nesinim weren't allowed to get married. Rashi says, no Rashi. There's a shiloh over here, what exactly the Isser was by the Nesinim. There's some Rishonim who learned that a Nesin, who are from the Shiva Sa'umos, that the Shiva Sa'umos are Osir to get married to a regular Jew, even if they convert. Not only are they Osir B'Geyusam, they're Osir B'Geyrusam. So it's Osir Min HaTorah to marry a Nesin. What all these Gorgozer were that they became like Avodim. In addition to be Osir to marry, but they became a din of Eved on them. Others Rishonim learn, Rashi, Rambam, that normally one of the seven Umos who converted, you're allowed to marry them. The Isser of Los Eschatein Bom is only when they're Goyim, not when they're converted. But if they convert, you're allowed to convert them, it's also shy. Like they can, they fooled you or whatever. I mean, you converted them. Once they're converted, you don't have to kill them. And then, they're Jews. And they really could get married to a regular Jew, whoever could marry a ger. However, the David and Moshe, whatever, what goes around them to be avodim, to the din of an eved. And midrabanan, therefore, they had a din of an eved, and they weren't allowed to get married to regular Jews, but only midrabanan. So the machlokas has shown them whether is this the issur of getting married was doraisa, and only the avdus was the rabbanon, that's what they were gozer, or even the isser to marry was only an isser the rabbanon. What? No, Amalek is another shayla. Whether Amalek, you have to destroy Bichlal, could be that they're not allowed to Megayer, or even if they are, you kill them. Right? It's mashma that in Shmuel, the Ger Amalek told David that Shaul had been killed, yeah? And he killed him. So mashma that even though he was Megayer, he was a Ger Amalek, but that's not 100% because he also killed the Jew who killed Shaul later on also. Who Shaul asked him to kill him, killed him also. He was a regular Jew. So it could be the reason he killed him was not because he was an Amaleki. But there's a shaila whether an Amaleki is allowed to convert or not. You're allowed to makabel in Bechlau. But the Shiva Sa'amim, they're, again, the same kind of machlokas, but not exactly the same thing. Could be that even if one of the Shiva Sa'amim is allowed to convert, or he does convert and it helps, and Amaleki not. Could be. Yeah, so that could be not from Amalekim themselves, but from a Goyim they mix together, intermarriages of Amalek. Right? Yeah, they do bring that as a raya, that does help. But they say it's not 100% raya because it could be it's not Amalekim that learned in Bnei Brak. It was really people who were other Umos who mixed in with Amalek. But it's the descendants of Amalek because they were intermarried with other people.
If for the Eved they were considered Gerim, so what about the Isser of Moser that were before?
Of a Ger, of a Jew. Why didn't that Isser apply? It could be because the same reasons why they made them Avodim, because they saw that they weren't really fit. They were Gerim Gurim, like B'dieved, they were, right? So they did that as a Chazal had the right to be Oker Dover as Mashevi Altasa. Could be still, they weren't over the Beperach, that's all. You're allowed to make them an Eved, just can't be over them Beperach, just like an Eved Ivri. So they treated them like Avodim, right? Chotev Eitzim, whatever, they didn't give them Avodis Perach. They gave them Avodah that wasn't Avodis Perach. They treated them like Jewish slaves, but they made them slaves. And because of that, they ushered them to getting married.
They didn't see them had a special status. They were supposed to not marry them because
Right. No, that's what that's why they made them into avodim, either isuri drabbana not to marry, or they were usur anyway, but they wanted people to stay away from them. But they didn't necessarily work with a perach; they could have worked with them like they worked with every. Just made them water carriers. That's not avodas perach. Avodas perach is you make somebody work just for the sake of working, not for a toelis, or you give him work to do that has no end to it. Samara says Moshe gozer lahu dora. Moshe only answered them in his generation. David gozer lekulei dora, and David answered them forever. Samara says Vakati Yoshua gozer alayu. Yoshua, so Moshe answered that generation. What did Yoshua do? Yoshua says Vayitnei Yoshua bayomahu chol ve'etsim v'shavimaim le'edol mizbeach Hashem. Samara says Yoshua gozer mizbeach shebeis mikdash kayim. When there's a mizbeach Hashem, Yoshua said they should be avodim to the kohanim, to the mikdash. David gozer bisman shein beis mikdash kayim, and David answered them even when there was no beis mikdash. Rashi, Moshe gozer aleim lahu dora al chot ve'etsim shayu biyomo, vayitnem Yoshua al ma'avodim ninu. The Yoshua the Doros Haboyim Gozer, the Shivo, you chorus mikem chot ve'etzim, you always be chot ve'etzim. Moses says, Mizvan Shabbat Samitish Chaim, the Shivo, Mizvech Hashem. Yoshua only extended his Gzeiram and the Nesim, they should be Avodim, when there's a Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan, when there's a Beis HaMikdash. And, Moses says, Bimei Rebbe, Bikshu Lahatir Nesinim. The time of Rebbe, they wanted to be Matir of the Nesinim. And even though what a Beis Din does, you can't be matir, and that's a bigger Beis Din. So how did in Rebbe's time they wanted to take away what Yoshua did, what David did? So they say that since the whole Gzeira was an Inyan of Avdus, right? So if they'll take away the Avdus, then Mamela, the Isra will go away, whether it's an Isra Rabbanan or the Isra the Reis will remain, just they won't be Avodim. So Hefker Beis and Hefker. They could be Mafker them, and they're not Avodim anymore. So it's like you're mafkir your ebony, it goes free. So they had a right, they didn't take away the Isser, they took away the reason for the Isser by being mafkir these Nesinim. So they wanted to be matir Nesinim. Omer Rahim Rebbe, so Rebbe said, Chelkeinu natir. We can be mafkir then, they shouldn't be our avodim. But Chelik Mizbeach miatir, but they're meshubid to the Mizbeach. So who's going to be matir that? And even though in the time of Rebbe there was no Beis HaMikdash, but if you're matur it now, then when the Beis HaMikdash will be built, it won't come back. And the Mela, we're taking away avodim from the Mikdash, which is not proper. We pleaded the Rabbi Baraba, and that argues on Rabbi Baraba. Don't Rabbi Baraba, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Chelik Eidol La'olam Oser, Chelik Mizbeach, Mizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim Oser. And Beis HaMikdash Kayim, Shari, in a Chanami. They weren't matur the Chelik of the, what's it called, of the Eidah. But the Chelik of the Mizbeah, that depends. If there's a Beis HaMikdash, then it's us. But there's no Beis HaMikdash in Motor, and when there'll be a Beis HaMikdash again, there'll be Osir again. So you didn't cause anybody any harm. Rashi, Chalkeinu Natur, Yecholim Beisim, Lahatur, Lahathkir, Chelkom Shal Yisrael. The Kaimel on Hefker Beisim, Hefker. So they could get around the Isser by being Mafker these Avodim. Who pleaded the Rebchia, Haydi Ka'omer Chelik HaMizbeah, Miyatir, Afagad the Mizbeah, Bimei Rebbe Lohave, Ka'omer the Chelik Mizbeah, Osir pleaded the Rebchia. That even though there is no Mizbeah, you can't be Mafker what later on would affect when the Beis HaMikdash would be built. Right? Rebchia says not like that. Chelik Lolam Osir, Achiakiru, the Chelik Eder's Osir till it be Mafker it, and the Chelik Mizbeah, it depends. When there is a Beis HaMikdash Ein Hakanami, you can't be mafkir them away and take them away from being avodim for the Mizbeach. But l'maisa, when there is no Mizbeach, you can be mafkir that too. And there's a Shailen Rishonim whether it comes back again. In other words, even what's it called, Reb Chiya holds that you can be mafkir it in a time when there's no Mizbeach. You're not causing anybody harm. But when the Mizbeach will be, the original Isser will come back and there'll be avodim. Or no, once it's mutter, and now you're not hurting anybody because there's no Mizbeach, it won't come back even when there is a mikdash. Right, this is somewhere in between. They're an Eved Gerim.